From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll from devastating flooding in Pakistan appears to be rising. There are reports this morning that as many as 1,100 people are dead. Many remain missing in what's being described as Pakistan's worst flooding in 80 years. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that Pakistan's army has mobilized more than 30,000 troops to help evacuate and assist the hundreds of thousands who've been affected.
By Saturday night, the army had evacuated 19,000 people trapped by the deluge. After touring the stricken areas, the sheer scale of the flooding and the government's inability to provide immediate relief has sparked anger among those affected. Perceptions of mismanagement have also plagued the recovery of the plane crash that killed 152 people in stormy weather in Islamabad last week. Swat Valley, recovering from an onslaught against the Taliban a year ago, is among the hardest-hit flood areas. Torrential rains killed hundreds there and left thousands without food or shelter. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The same weather system responsible for the devastation in northwest Pakistan has also hit northeast Afghanistan, where at least 64 people have been killed and hundreds of homes destroyed. An international treaty banning cluster bombs goes into effect today. More than 100 countries have signed on to it. But the BBC's Stuart Hughes reports that some of the major military powers, including the United States, Russia, Pakistan, and Israel, have refused.
Cluster munitions are bombs, rockets, or shells which explode and scatter small and potentially lethal bomblets over a wide area. When the bomblets fail to detonate on impact, they can lie dormant for years, waiting to kill or maim. Campaigners say 98% of cluster bomb victims are civilians, and nearly a third are children. The Convention on Cluster Munitions bans the production, use, and transfer of the weapons. It sets deadlines for the destruction of stockpiles and the clearance of contaminated land.
The BBC's Stuart Hughes. Congressional investigators are criticizing the Coast Guard for allowing BP to use too many chemical dispersants to break up the spill in the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. The investigators say the Guard routinely approved BP requests to use thousands of gallons of chemicals a day to break up the oil. Three oyster harvesting areas have reopened in Louisiana this weekend after testing showed no oil contamination. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes reporting from New Orleans.
The three oyster harvesting areas, including Lake Bourne, are all east of the Mississippi River. All had been closed, two of them since April, as a precaution against intrusion from the oil spill, but tests show that the oil never contaminated the area. In Florida, a 23-mile area reopened for saltwater fishing, but is still closed for shrimp and crab harvesting. There's much less oil visible on the surface of the Gulf, but some local fishermen say it remains a bigger problem than BP and government officials are admitting. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New Orleans.
And you're listening to NPR News. Firefighters have a wildfire that's been burning in the high desert north of Los Angeles, more than 80% contained, but authorities are still warning about air quality because of all the smoke the fire that has been generating. The Crown Fire has burned some 14,000 acres since it broke out near Palmdale on Thursday. Officials hope to have it completely surrounded sometime tomorrow. France's highest constitutional court has ruled that police can no longer hold suspects without advising them of their charges and their right to a lawyer. The ruling that Frank Browning reported flies in the face of President Nicolas Sarkozy's new hardline anti-crime crackdowns.
French police have long taken citizens into holding cells for up to 48 hours, sometimes stripping them of their clothes, then interrogating them about their actions without explaining why they're being held. Because France has no Anglo-Saxon-style right of habeas corpus, such people have had no right to a lawyer nor to demand why they're being held. The number of people held in that manner rose from 336,000 a year in 2001 to nearly 800,000 today, largely under Sarkozy while he was either interior minister or president. The Constitutional Court said that the practice is illegal and gave the French government 1 year to write a new law. The judgment comes as President Sarkozy has threatened to strip citizenship of people found to have menaced any public official. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Some users of the microblogging website Twitter may have noticed a problem. Twitter was out of commission for a couple of hours early today for what it says was planned maintenance. Some messages have since gone through, but an advisory says some users might not be able to tweet for a while longer. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.